I think Graham was a pioneer in bringing very disparate genres of music together. You have to remember now, when we're talking about the time period involved here, 1968, on one side you had the rock and roll crowd, which represented the far more liberal, some might even say pot-smoking young generation. And then you had the country crowd, which was associated with the crew cuts. And remember, we're talking about the time of Vietnam, so you're talking about the America Love It or Leave It crowd. So you had essentially a cultural chasm between these two types of music. And one of the many things Graham did was bridge that gap, bridge that generational cultural gap, and in a sense desegregated those two idioms. So it was far more than just saying, oh, he's the father of country rock.
So where do we see his influence today?
In people like, for instance, the woman he mentored and basically plucked out of Georgetown as a nobody, a woman named Emmylou Harris, who, of course, we all know now, and she was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. She's one of many who claim Graham Parsons as an influence. Many of the names you talked about, even North Central Floridian Tom Petty, said that Graham Parsons and his group, the Flying Burrito Brothers, were a big influence on him as well. So many of the contemporary artists in this sort of alt-country genre that they call it today see Graham Parsons as a founding father.
Now, let's talk a little bit about cosmic American music, which is how Graham Parsons described his work, a blending of styles in the same way Ray Charles, Elvis Presley all brought spirituals and hymns into popular music. Why did Graham Parsons use this term, cosmic American music?
Well, it's kind of a catch-all to talk about what you were just mentioning. It's the kind of music that spans, it defies pigeonholing, let's put it that way. And he always enjoyed the fact that you could bring the long hairs together, you could bring the country crowd together. I remember a quote for him saying that type of thing where he goes, it just turns me on to be able to bring these disparate groups of folks together. And that was sort of his umbrella phrase, cosmic American music. But I think what he really meant was it was the kind of music that defied pigeonholing, that it was taking music in a different direction. And certainly playing with the most important American band of the 1960s, the Byrds, on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry and taking them country at a time when country was not seen as cool at all was way ahead of its time.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Graham Parsons. Here's a song called I Can't Dance off his self-titled solo album. You can really hear in that country and rock coming together, but what do you hear in that song?
You know what I hear? I think back to when Graham was 9 years old, and he went to a concert in his hometown of Waycross, Georgia, to see a young musician that they called Kid Dynamite by the name of Elvis Presley. And that changed his life, so much so that when Graham finally became the musician he wanted to be, and he got a chance to make that record you just played, he actually hired Elvis's backup band, including the great guitarist James Burton, because he wanted to emulate Elvis. And what a great backup band he had for that record.